The Traveler's Journal, September 29th. Enjoying a tidal wave of leafy color. Autumn's annual transformation of foliage ranks among nature's most predictable and most majestic displays. Triggered by shorter days and chillier nights, chlorophyll-producing leaves start shutting down. Some species, birch, hickory, beech, and aspen, turn yellow and gold, while maples, sweet gum, and some oaks fire the scenery with brilliant orange and crimson. The slow change of a single tree is a process of subtle beauty. Witnessing the rising tide of color wash across the face of North America is a glory to behold. Imagine a succession of clear sunrises seen from a satellite suspended in space as the hues brighten and move from north to south, from higher elevations to lower, from inland to the sea. The colors are already fading in northern Canada and the higher elevations of the mountain west, as alpine tundras have turned into Persian carpets of muted hues. Color's peak has swept southward at the rate of 200 miles a week across the Strait of St. Lawrence and the Great Lakes. Flames of color flare as sugar maples across New England and the mid-Atlantic start to strut their stuff. The bright tide will seep down along the Appalachian spine, filling the Shenandoah Valley and cresting the Great Smokies. In early November, the sumacs along the Natchez Trace turn screaming scarlet, and it'll be December before fall's flames finally flicker out along the Mississippi's southern banks. Many states have foliage hotlines and websites and predict when and where the colors will peak. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. You'll find a world of resources when you visit us online at travelersjournal.com.